The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Unfortunately, the onslaught in Palestine continues in front of the eyes of millions of people around the world. I want to do a quick recap, and I'm sure many of you have been following along with all of the different events. Of course, the situation with Gaza is something that has been happening for a very long time. So you find many times people who are normally quiet in situations like this, because of the severity of the situation this time, even they are speaking out. Even people who normally would be quiet about all of these discussions, yes? Even they are speaking out at this point. Of course, what happened was the hospital and the bombing of the hospital, which of course got lost in the propaganda. And who's to say this? Who's to say that? Good luck trying to say this is what happened with it or that's what happened with it, yes? When you tune into Western media outlets, this is already a done deal. You know, I found the... I think it was Piers Morgan, the British journalist, who brought this up. He said, listen, he was speaking to one of his guests. He said, listen, the BBC did a third-party, impartial investigation into this situation. And they said likely it was not the Israeli army. The BBC. Yeah, and you put BBC and impartial in the same sentence, we have bigger issues there. He said the BBC did an impartial investigation. Okay. What did happen was the bombing of one of the oldest churches in the world. This is the Saint Porphyrius Church in Gaza City. This is north of Gaza. This one was understood. The Israeli army already talked about it. And of course, when they were talked about casualties and civilians and things of that nature, what was the response? The incident is under review. This is textbook. This is typical. Yes? This happens all the time. This was a church that was built in the year 1150. Yes? One of the oldest churches in the world. You should see the footage from Christians. And the first point I mentioned last week, I said this is not about religion and so on and so forth, as so many people make it out to be. Unfortunately, we have influencers who now have this take, unfortunately. They think they're very sophisticated. You know, they understood the whole issue. So yeah, as if to say, I'll summarize what their whole point is. And if the Muslims and Jews would have falafel and hummus together more often, this problem would have been solved by now. This is their take. Yes? As if this has to do something with religion. Christians having their churches bombed. Residential homes being bombed. Food storages, bakeries have been bombed. The reality is things are changing. I think this is something that, you know, growing up, going to protests for Palestine and so on and so forth, I do see this changing. The narrative is changing. There's no doubt about it, but like I said last week, at such a heavy cost, you know, we're seeing something that is, at least the talk and the tone is definitely genocidal. Army officials come out and say the emphasis is not on accuracy, it's on destruction. That type of talk is a problem. When Palestinians are called children of darkness, that's genocidal talk. That's preliminaries. You can look this up, yes? There's multiple steps before genocide takes place. The most important step is presenting the other side as if they're not human, yes? Because if they're not human, what do you care? When you had a cockroach come into your house, forgive me for using this analogy, when you had a cockroach come into your house and you just killed it or got rid of it or whatever, yes, there was no international outcry. Why? It was a cockroach. It wasn't a human, yes? The narrative is changing. You find younger individuals in different parts of the world are increasingly opening up their eyes to what's happening on the ground. I want to, for all of us, inshallah, when you get a chance, if you haven't already, there was a very beautiful interview done by Piers Morgan where he had Bassem Youssef on, this Egyptian comedian. And he had a very interesting approach to the whole interview. And I would suggest everyone to watch the whole interview. There's a couple words in there that aren't, suitable for our children. But outside of that, I think it's a very important interview to watch. And in that interview, this comedian, who of course had taken a comedic approach to something very, very crucial, something very, very serious. Yes? I want to take one of the points that he emphasized, because I think this point is lost in this whole discussion. This whole discussion, the root cause is completely lost, and it's completely ignored, and that is on purpose. It's on purpose to get into this tit versus tat thing. It's on purpose to get into this rocket and that rocket thing. This is on purpose. Because the fundamental cause for this whole issue is wants to be completely forgotten and left silent, and no one needs to be talking about that. He had a very good point, Bassem Youssef, in this interview that he had. He said, listen, I condemn everything that happened on October 7th, and I'm just quoting his words, yes? I condemn everything that happened on October 7th. It was terrible, so on and so forth. Let's imagine a world where this militant group and that militant group don't even exist. And let's call that world the West Bank. For those who don't know, in the West Bank, there are no militant groups. West Bank is formally run by the Palestinian Authority, yes? Let's call it the West Bank. So what's happening in the West Bank anyways? If the militant groups are all the problems and so on and so forth, and we're told to condemn them and we condemn them and so on and so forth. Okay, what's happening in the West Bank? What's the root cause of what's happening? I would encourage all of our dear brothers and sisters to go and look at the maps that show you what's happening in the West Bank. Because normally what's said is what? It's Gaza, West Bank. These are the two areas where Palestinians live. It's under Palestinian control. It's not under Palestinian control. The West Bank is not under Palestinian control. Go and look at how fractioned the areas that Palestinians have control over are. This is basic Google search you can do on this, yes? So what happens in the West Bank? First thing that happens, now imagine, put yourself in this situation, yes? I'm not even talking about October 7th. Well, let's go back. Imagine you're living in this type of a situation. So you wake up, you want to go to work because you have to provide for your family. Well, the first thing you have to deal with is checkpoints. What are checkpoints? This is within Palestinian, quote-unquote, area. Checkpoints, what does that mean? That means nothing. You have to wait for 3 hours in line. 3 hours going there, 3 hours getting back. Imagine the humiliation. Imagine the subjugation. Imagine how suppressed you feel every single day. There's checkpoints. Then there's, of course, settlements. This is international law. This is not even like, what I'm saying is like boring stuff. I'll put it that way, yeah? Settlements. In the West Bank, constantly. Added. Yes? This was so obvious. The previous president spoke about this. I don't know for those who remember. Yes? Trump spoke about this. he said it in such an informal way, people were laughing at it. He said, yeah, and the Israeli prime minister needs to take it easy with the, I don't know if you guys remember this clip, needs to take it easy with the settlements. What does that mean? So international law is saying these settlements aren't supposed to be there. Okay, this is the West Bank. I'm not even talking about this and that. And no, this is the West Bank. This is supposed to be heaven, yeah? This is where Palestinians are supposed to have their own, authority and freedom and so on and so forth. What else happens? Kicking people out of their homes. You all have seen the viral video of Jacob from New York, yes? Who, of course, doesn't represent the Jewish population in New York. Jacob. He told the family, if I don't take your house, someone else is going to take it. This is not in Gaza, this or that. This is in the West Bank. Settlements. What else is happening there? Hate speech. Settlers. We're going to get rid of all of you. Referring to the Arabs. Now, some of these Arabs are Christian. Some of them are Muslim. Or the majority are Muslim, of course. And there are some who are Christians as well. Surveillance. No, this West Bank, brothers and sisters, it's like another prison if you go and live there. It's like another prison. So the major issue is not this tit-for-tat thing that the media wants you to focus on, yes? The major issue is what Ayatollah Sistani mentioned in his message, and that is an occupation. That is an occupation. And this occupation has created the problems that we are unfortunately seeing today. And of course, who pays the price for this occupation? The civilians in different parts of Palestine.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.